It commences with our Sanha program. Mawlana Bilal joining me in the studio. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mawlana, you seem to be enjoying the heat.
Alhamdulillah, yeah, Radio Islam, I see you've got nice air conditioning. You guys, Mufti Musaji, you seem to have a lot of leave nowadays. Perhaps I should join the Radio Islam team.
Unfortunately, you haven't been listening to the morning program. More than the leave, I've been filling in on the morning for Mawlana Suleiman Rawat when he's been on the Durban project. So yes, we haven't been that often with yourself, but you know, sometimes there's a change in shift and therefore some of the other presenters doing the Sanha program. In terms of happenings at Sanha, what's exciting and new at Sanha? Anything that is of significance, that any developments over the last few days?
Alhamdulillah, in the field of halal, obviously there's a lot of developments, you know, a lot of companies are coming for meetings for halal certification. We've done presentations for some franchise brands as well, some other franchise brands as well, requesting us for certification, and we're interacting with them at the moment. There is also a lot of awareness amongst medical companies now that, you know, they need to cater for the halal consumers, and we are interacting with them also at the moment. So alhamdulillah, again, in the field of awareness, you know, that is really where Sanha's achievement is.
Alhamdulillah. The first question, Mawlana, is M&M's halal?
Yes, they are. Ensure that they are made in Malaysia or in Poland. Those are the ones you generally find in the South African market. Those are halal suitable.
Alhamdulillah. The next one is Stamini Goro still halal?
Yes, that tablet is still halal. It's a supplement for strength and so forth.
Why does the Sanha logo no longer appear on it? That is the question.
Okay, so this company has been bought over. It's no longer certified by Sanha. But in terms of the ingredient composition of the product, it still remains halal suitable.
Then, is Bayer's chocolate slabs and caramel beers halal?
With Bayer's products, so there are a selection of products that are certified by us. So please ensure that the Sanha logo is on the product before you purchase it.
011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. That is the number to call in. We prefer you call in instead of sending your messages. We go to our first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'd like to know, is Centrum 50 Plus multivitamin Sanha approved?
No, it is not Sanha approved. In fact, those products are not halal. They either contain bovine or even pork gelatin.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakumullah khair to that sister for the call. We go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Saad and Mawlana Bilal, how are you two?
Very well, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Mufti Saad, this afternoon I was talking to my aunt who is in Cape Town. I'm phoning from Kitchener, Israel.
Yes.
She is a non-Muslim, alhamdulillah, non-Muslim, obviously. And she told me that there is a product that they use in the manufacturing of cheese, rennet. Now, she was explaining to me, she's a very vegetarian and a very learned computer literate person. She told me that there are many people who are manufacturing cheese using rennet. Rennet is actually a product from the stomach of the cow or the sheep of an animal. But now she was explaining to me that rennet, they are using a lot of rennet from the stomach of the pig. Can Mufti Bilal please enlighten us on that issue, Mufti Saab, a listen on there?
No, before we let you go, we can't let you go like that, you know. It was really nice meeting yourself in Pietermaritzburg. The name slips my mind at this moment.
You're a star, Mufti.
But I identified the voice.
Mufti, on that issue, Mufti, no one gave me any feedback if you need more and that type of thing. I don't know if you appreciated what I gave you. In fact, I was very disheartened, Mufti Saab. I would have sent it, although I'm puzzling, I would have sent it at my expense right to the doors of Radio Islam.
SubhanAllah, no, we really appreciate it, and we will continue chatting to you, inshallah.
Okay. And just one other thing, not to take you long. did the ladies folk like my bor?
They loved it, alhamdulillah. And I was just about to ask, is all the ingredients somehow approved?
Allah, you people are real stars, Mujizab. That's why you're there.
Alhamdulillah.
You keep well, and I will wait for my response on air, Mujizab.
Jazakumullah khair. You can wait for that, Al.
Convey my best salams to all the team, Mujizab.
I'll do that, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, with regards to rennet, rennet is an enzyme which is derived from the young animals, animals that are very young. So generally it would be derived from calves, the young cows. And rennet is a derivative of the stomachs of young cows. It's an enzyme that's found there. And what it does is it coagulates milk and facilitates the processing of milk into cheese. Now, from a halal perspective, the concern then is rennet halal if it's derived from animals? That's in our position, is that we only accept rennet if it comes from calves which have been slaughtered in a halal manner, in the correct manner. That is, if it's animal-derived rennet. Lately, most of the manufacturers use what we call microbial rennet, which is a halal product. It's not derived from animals at all. It's a synthetic type of rennet. And that is halal suitable. In fact, most of the cheese manufacturers in South Africa, they would be using microbial rennet. Yes, there would be specialty cheeses where they would still be using animal-derived rennet, and there we would advise caution. And the uncle asked about rennet derived from pigs. I've come across one case, I remember, in the U.S. where there was a specialty cheese, I think it's called Ramona cheese, where they would be using porcine rennet. But generally in the South African market, we haven't come across that.
I think the long and short of it, Mulana, is to use those cheeses that are certified by SANA.
Correct, yes.
Then you know you're safe.
Yes, we only...
In that sense, if you're going to use other cheese, you'll know whether it's from a calf or whether it is any other ingredients. So the best is play it safe. It is an important issue with regards to what you consume, and therefore stick to it. I think this is a major issue, the cheese issue. People, there's a lot of awareness that needs to be made in that regard, that be careful of your cheese and the yogurt. People go on holiday, they think, ah, there's the cheese, there's the yogurt, we can eat it. But that is not the case. So beware, keep in touch with SANA, keep them on speed dial for the holidays. Know beforehand what are the cheeses and the yogurts you can consume and eat, and be aware, inshallah. Don't just act as you wish in that regard.
Yes, we've got a comprehensive list on email that we, I would send about 10 to 15 emails a day about cheese lists and lists on yogurt.
Alhamdulillah, those are important ones. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Pedal Pop ice creams, again, ensure that they do have the SANA logo. Some of the variants are manufactured overseas. Regrettably, we don't have jurisdiction over those plants. We don't do audits there, and we don't know what the ingredients are, so we cannot give you any assurance for those.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for that one. Let's go to some of the SMSs. Is the Della Mora sweet halal?
I'm not sure about that product. They'll have to give us further details about the manufacturer and so forth, then I'll be able to advise further, inshallah.
The next one is the Pengo Chewy Sweets halal?
Pengo Chewy Sweets, ensure the SANA logo is appended to the product. Yes, they are certified by SANA.
011-854-1548. That is the number, 011-854-1548. The next message, Mula, is the Oreo ice cream halal?
Yes, the product is halal suitable. It's in fact, it's made at a facility that is monitored by SANA.
The Dentine strawberry sugar-free gum halal?
Strawberry flavor is problematic. No, that's not approved.
011-854-1548. If you have any queries and you'd like to call into the SANA program, the further clarity, the Della Mora company is Oya.
Oh, then it is certified by us, yes. Again, look for the SANA logo on the product.
Okay, the next one is the Calcivita tablets halal.
That does contain bovine gelatin. It's not approved by SANA.
Allergex?
Allergex also, it also contains bovine gelatin. Our advice is rather use an alternative.
Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I just wanted to find out the custard, Ultra Mel or Parmalat.
Both of those brands are halal suitable.
But at one stage they said Ultra Mel is halal.
It is halal. We have done an evaluation of the ingredients and there's nothing problematic in that.
Okay, Jazakallah, Jazakallah.
The next one, there's a message going around saying Nestle milk is not halal.
Nestle milk or Nestle Milky Bar, is it?
Oh, it's Nestle Milky.
Milky Bar, I think. Okay, there is a variant of Nestle Milky Bar, which is marketed in the UK, which does contain pork gelatin, which would be haram, but not found in the South African market.
Okay, so that's one of the spillovers of our social media, where things become more than viral. Okay, 011-854-1548 is Fanta halal. There's another one for you.
Yes, this is also a viral query. Yes, Fanta products are halal suitable.
Then the Crystal Valley butter.
Halal suitable.
The next one is the Olive Pride olive oil.
That is halal.
The next one is that, is it permissible to use Colgate alcohol-free mouthwash? It does contain glycerin.
Yes, sir, you may use the product. The product is halal.
So what's the issue with regards to the glycerin?
So glycerin is an ingredient that could be derived from various sources. If it's derived from, so those sources would be synthetically, it could be derived from plants, or it could be derived from the fats of animals. When it's derived from the fats of animals, then obviously it's going to be problematic because we would only accept it if it's from the fats of animals that have been slaughtered by Muslims in the correct manner.
We have a call on. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Malana, what cheeses are permissible to eat? And the bottle cheese also, please comment. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, so the cheeses, most of the major brands are certified by us. That would be Parmalat, Dairy Bell, you would have Mazai, Cremona, some of the other brands. In fact, the cheese basket down the road here in Lens, that's also certified by us. They distribute most of the major brands. Other brands would be halal suitable. If you want a comprehensive list, again, just send us an email. I'll provide the details at the end of the show. And inshallah, we'll give you a detailed list. There must be over 20 companies on there.
Inshallah. 20 companies that produce cheese that are on that list.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Let's go to another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Just one quick question. There's a lot of stuff on social media regarding McDonald's. Just your clarity and confirmation on that.
Okay,
you listen on air, brother?
From Lanesha.
Okay, you can listen on air. Mulana will respond. Assalamu alaikum.
McDonald's being a franchise, you know, it would be... Before we would give any assurance for any franchise store, we would need to enter into an agreement with the franchise head office, who are responsible for all the raw materials and ingredients and everything that happens at the stores. Eventually, the stores are accountable to the head office. So that would be a first step in the certification of any franchise. Regrettably, to date, we haven't received any application from McDonald's, so we are not really in a position to give any assurance for any of their stores.
Well, you know, you said you haven't received an application. I think that's an important point. So that indicates that Sana doesn't go canvassing for clients that, you know, why don't you come and be certified by us? It will increase your business.
No,
guarantee you that, you know, people see your Sana certificate and they'll just come flocking to your stores. So nothing like that happened.
Definitely not. We don't market certification at all to any company. Alhamdulillah, we rely on consumers to do that. You know, the consumer demands a halal product, and the company becomes aware of that. They would then approach Sana. And also that, you know, it protects our integrity. You know, that we are not bound to any company. We did not put ourselves out there for them to get certified. You know, it obviously makes it much more easier when we're negotiating, and we don't have any negotiations regarding our criteria. Our criteria remains in place, no matter who the company is.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, that is really heartwarming. Let's go to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. The caller is dropping on us. Okay, Dentine Melon.
A new product, we are still querying that product.
Dunkin' Heinz cake mix?
Due to the lack of disclosures from this company, we have sent them emails, we have sent them queries, but they haven't really responded to us, so we cannot give any assurance for their products.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair. 011-854-1548. Then the next one is the Denny's Mushrooms.
Denny's Mushrooms, not approved by SENA. This is, I'm talking about the canned mushrooms. It wouldn't necessarily refer to the plain mushrooms.
Okay. Let's look at some of the other queries that have come through. The next one is with regards to the Clicks. It says that Clicks calcium supplement with vitamin D and magnesium.
Okay, to date, querying products from Clicks, we haven't received much cooperation from them. You know, a lot of the time they have concerns about confidentiality. They are not willing to disclose the manufacturer details to us. But if the consumer would like, we can query the product on their behalf. Perhaps we would get a different response.
Okay, let's go to the two lines. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air. What is it that you'd like to know?
Mulana, I just want to find out, is Kinder Joy halal?
Kinder Joy products, yes, they are halal suitable.
Okay, jazakallah.
Okay, earlier I had said the Dentine strawberry was a problem, but in fact it's the Dentine strawberry passion which is a problem. The plain strawberry would be halal suitable.
Jazakumullah khair for the clarification. The next one is the... Oh, let's take the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, what is it that you'd like to know?
I would like to know if the maynads are halal.
Maynads, some products do contain gelatin, so please look at the ingredient disclosure and make sure that the variant you are purchasing is free of gelatin.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Let's move on with some of the other queries. Is the Herbarine Intel Calmagron halal?
Okay, I have not heard of the product. Again, we can query it on behalf of the consumer if they forward the details to our offices.
Then is Richester Sucker Pop Lollipops halal?
Richester products, regrettably, to date we haven't received any information from the manufacturer.
Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And yourself?
Ashukwa alhamdulillah.
What is it that you'd like to know?
You are speaking to Abdul Samad. I just want to know Red Bull.
Red Bull?
Yes. Is it a halal or a haram?
Okay, so the Red Bull original and the sugar-free variant, yes, that is halal suitable. The limited editions flavors, we are still waiting for some disclosures regarding the flavoring. So we can't give any assurance for those. But like I said, the original and the sugar-free are halal suitable.
Okay.
Okay, you can drink it, no problem. Yeah, so Red Bull.
Gives you wings, I say.
The next one is President Simonsberg creamy feta cheese halal?
Feta cheese, yes, that is halal suitable.
From that particular range?
Yes.
And the Chinese prawn crackers?
Who are the manufacturers?
So we need the manufacturers on that one. Until we don't have the manufacturers, we can't share anything on that one. Okay. We ask the listeners to come back with that. In the meantime, 011-854-1548. If you have a query that you'd like to put forth to Mullah, then you can get it through to us on 011-854-1548. Is the butcher at Karen B. Balfour halal? I remember clearly you're dealing with this one, Mullah. You can deal with it again.
Okay, the abattoir is certified by us, but our certification does not include the retail butchery, which is a completely different business, completely different facility. We don't give any assurance for any of the products sold there.
Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, what is it that you'd like to know?
Now, I've got a product. It's corn vegan cum schnitzel. It's an imported product. Is that halal suitable?
Okay, we don't have details on that product at the moment, You can forward the details to our offices. I'll give the details at the end of the program, inshallah, and we will investigate it further on your behalf.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, we did deal with it, but now I can't remember. Dentine, is dentine halal?
So, dentine, there are certain flavors which are problematic, right? They do contain bovine gelatin. Strawberry passion is one of them. The peppermint flavors are some of the others, right? The remaining flavors would then be halal suitable. The melon, we are still querying at the moment.
Okay, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Where are you calling from?
From Johannesburg.
Okay, what is it that you'd like to know?
Is Bronto's being certified by SANA at the moment?
If they have sent in an application, it will be dealt with at the applications department. In the, you know, whilst we're still negotiating with the company, we can't give any assurance. It's only once the process has been finalized and completed, then we can then say, you know, this company is not certified by SANA, or for whatever reason they are not certified by SANA.
Hold your horses. Could wait till the process is completed, inshallah. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's go to the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, you live on air.
I would like to know, kulfi has been bought over by Pola Ice Cream. Is that suitable to eat or not?
Kulfi Ice Cream still remains certified by SANA, right? The two companies, as I understand it, it's two different companies at the moment. They haven't amalgamated or joined one another. It's simply a change of ownership, but the products produced at Kulfi are still halal suitable, or are still halal certified by us.
And what about Pola?
Pola, I think our applications department is dealing with a query from them. Again, as I said to the previous caller, we will only be able to give an answer once the process is finalized.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's go to the next one. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Maulana?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah. Man, I just need to find out, you find that on certain products you get different types of halal stamp. Which one is the authentic one? Which one can we trust? Because on some of the stamp, it has a circle, and around it has a square. Is that the authentic one? How will we know which one is authentic?
Well, halal logos, different halal bodies have unique halal logos.
Okay.
And once you know who the halal logo belongs to, then you have to ask yourself, who is this halal body? Now, putting your faith or your trust in a halal body, you know, that's a discussion by itself. How do you choose a halal body, you know?
Yeah.
I think that the first step is, where did they get their mandate to certify products as halal? You know, the mandate should be from the representatives of the Muslim Ummah, and that would be the different ulama bodies.
Okay, but the Goldie chicken, for example,
yes,
that emblem looks a bit, I mean, looks a bit suspect, you know, so...
Okay.
Is Goldie halal?
Well, they certified by another halal body. However, because we do audits at all their facilities, where they, at all the abattoirs,
yeah,
we have endorsed that halal certification.
Sure. So it is endorsed, right?
Yes.
All right. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Jazakumullah khair for that. Five callers on the line. Let's go through them quickly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, you live on air. There's a problem with that one. Let's go to the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
You live on air. What is it that you'd like to know?
I would like to know if the Tim Tams are halal.
Tim Tam products which are imported from... Yes, the biscuit products, they are imported from Australia as well as New Zealand. Lately as well from Indonesia. The Indonesian products we are querying at the moment. The ones from Australia and New Zealand, the company hasn't given us much information. The only information we do have is that some of the variants do have carmine, an insect derivative, which is not halal. Beyond that, the company hasn't given us any other disclosures. But like I said, the ones from Indonesia, which is currently available also in the South African market, we are querying at the moment.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for that clarification. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What is it that you'd like to know?
Okay, I want to know about the chicks, the bubble gum, with the violet flavor and the cinnamon flavor. Is that halal to eat or not?
Yes, chicks, bubble gum, all the flavors are halal suitable.
Both?
Yes.
Oh, then jazakallah so much. Keep well, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Let's go for the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, I suppose that's just the same query, so the answer was given, so she didn't have to answer the query, ask the query anymore. The next one, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. No response.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Tell me, Molana, is Burger King halal, as there are rumors of saying that they use horse meat?
Mulana will respond to that one.
Okay, again, this is a franchise. We don't have any association with the head office of the franchise. We don't do any audits at any of the individual stores. We don't have a mandate, or we don't have jurisdiction to do such audits. We don't have any agreement with the head office. So really, we are not in a position to comment at all. You know, we have no access to their facilities at all. We don't know where their suppliers and so forth are.
You got the answer. What are you going to be doing now?
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Okay, let's go to the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air. That one, fleeing. And is the spa brand Squillo's product halal?
Spa. They've got a policy, you know, where they do not want to put any halal or religious symbols on any of their products. So even if a product could be halal, they wouldn't put a halal logo on the product, you know, contrary to what other supermarkets would do. So really, there's no way for us to trace whether a spa product comes from a halal facility or not. And, you know, basically, with all the products, we're in the dark. We don't know if it's halal or not.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for that clarification on the spa products. Let's look at some of the other. Is the Wicked Donut store in Durban North halal?
That establishment is not certified by SANA.
Next one. Which soft bristle toothbrushes can one use?
So you could use the popular brands, Oral-B, Colgate, as well as Aquafresh.
Okay, that one has settled. But let's look at the next one. Frozen bakery products. Is the Digas? Digas?
Yes, Digas. Yeah, I think it's a Dutch company. Or the name is Dutch. But at the moment, we don't have any information on them. I believe we are querying the products at the moment.
Okay. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. I just want to find out if Mr. Mellow Man, the candy mellow Zala.
No information on that company.
No. Okay, just after that.
Just after that for clarification. Then, wanted to know if you can have the KFC sauces and the Woolworths bakery products, including muffins.
Okay, KFC again, being a franchise, we can't give any assurance for their products. We don't have any association with the franchise head office, which is responsible for the manufacturing and supplying of all their products. The Woolworths bakery section, you can have the plain rolls as well as the plain breads, as well as products which bear the SANA logo. Those are manufactured depending on where the Woolworths is and who the supplier is. It could be that one of their suppliers is certified by SANA, and the way you would know that is to check for the SANA logo on the product. Regrettably, where the product doesn't have the SANA logo, unfortunately, we have no information. We don't know what type of facility it comes from, and we would advise you to rather abstain from that product.
Okay. Jazakumullah khair for that clarity. Then the next one is the ice cap chocolate syrup.
That is halal suitable.
Okay. Then what was the reason for SANA's WhatsApp?
Okay, so the main reason was we wanted to, you know, information or urgent notifications regarding halal, we wanted to disseminate that to the public immediately. You know, sometimes if you put it on other means of communication, then people would only find out about, you know, when they go on Facebook or when they go on Twitter and so forth. But we know everyone is on WhatsApp. Just look at every person sitting with a smartphone. Every person is on WhatsApp. So to get that information out as quickly as possible, we have created the Sena WhatsApp broadcast group. Saying that, it's not a means of interaction. It's a broadcast list, yes. Thanks for correcting. Jazakumullah. It's a broadcast list. We are broadcasting information. It's not for interaction. There is no querying to the Sena WhatsApp number. At the moment, inshallah, in future, we are looking at that.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for that clarification. Chicken licken. Is chicken licken allowed to have a halal sign on the windows even though they are not certified?
This is a matter that we have addressed in the past, and chicken licken has no halal certification from any halal body. With regards to non-Muslims, without any interaction with Muslims, making claims of halal, you know, this is something which is really unacceptable. And, you know, like I've said, we have taken it up with chicken licken in the past. Unfortunately, in terms of South African law, there is nothing we can do because halal is not something that is owned by the Muslim community, you know, in terms of the legislation of the country.
Okay, so what does that mean? That anyone can use it, the word halal, but there's no nothing to...
So what we would do usually in the case, you know, in cases like this, is we would speak to the owner of the business and we would highlight to him how offensive it is to the Muslim community that he is, you know, practicing or doing such malpractice. And alhamdulillah, in most instances, they would then come around and they would remove, signs which declare their products halal without the authorization.
How can someone join your WhatsApp broadcast list?
Simple. You would just send a message to the Sena WhatsApp number, and you would just mention where you're from, your name, and add the sentence, please add me. Right, I will be sending the numbers at the end, or mentioning the numbers at the end of the program, inshallah.
Okay, so you can mention those numbers now. Let's take the last two calls, okay. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, yes, you live on air?
Yes. The Tate's product, T-E-I-T-S, the crisp, the chips, and they've come out with the crisp bread as well. Is that halal?
Maaf, I did not get the name of the product name.
Tate, T-A-I-T-S. I see the crisp, the chips packet.
Okay, yes, that is a brand of ShopRite Checkers. And where they use a manufacturer that's certified by us, then the logo is appended to the product. But again, where they use a manufacturer not certified by us, then the product is not certified by us. So we can't give any assurance.
Okay, I see the chips is certified by Sena.
Yes.
Is that and the crisp bread that that's come out with?
So basically, the way you would know the status of the product is by looking for the Sena logo. See, Tate's is a brand which is owned by ShopRite Checkers. They're not manufacturers. They simply sell the product. They outsource the manufacturing to different companies.
Okay. It says here ShopRite, the crisp bread. So will that be halal?
So, where the manufacturer of the product is certified by us, it bears the Sena logo, right?
Okay. So if it doesn't, because only the chips have the halal sign.
Yes, so the chips are made at the Sena certified facility. Some of the other products are not necessarily made there as well.
Oh, okay. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Okay, that's where we're going to leave it for this evening. Jazakumullah khair. Mullah, you can just give all your numbers.
Okay, so the number for the Sena Halal Helpline, that is 0861-786-111. You can also send a message to be added to the Sena Broadcast Service. The number is 084-786-4656. You can send us your queries via email as well, helpline@sena.org.za. We've got social media presence as well. That's on Twitter, that would be Sena underscore Halal, on Facebook, South African National Halal Authority, and Instagram as well.
Jazakumullah khair, ma, for your time. May Allah reward you abundantly.
Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.